Welcome to Our Daily Bread. I'm Sheridan Voysey, and I've called today's devotion, The Speed of Joy. Go at the speed of joy. The phrase dropped into my mind as I prayerfully considered the year ahead one morning, and it seemed apt. I had a propensity to overwork, which often sapped my joy. So following this guidance, I committed to working at an enjoyable pace in the coming year, making space for friends and joyful activities. This plan worked. Until March. Then I partnered with a university to oversee the trial of a course I'd been developing. With students to enroll and teaching to deliver, I was soon working long hours to keep up. How could I go at the speed of joy now? Jesus promises joy to those who believe in him, telling us it comes through remaining in his love and prayerfully bringing our needs to him. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete, he says in John chapter 15, verse 11. This joy comes as a gift through the Holy Spirit, who we're to keep in step with. I found I could only maintain joy during my busy period when I spent time each night in restful, trusting prayer. Since joy is so important, it makes sense to prioritize it in our schedules. But since life is never completely under our control, I'm glad another source of joy, the Spirit, is available to us. For me, going at the speed of joy now means going at the speed of prayer, making time to receive from the joy giver. Today's scripture reading is from John chapter 15, verses 9 to 11. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Let's pray together. Lord, so often the days are full. They're full of work or study or family duties or ministry or exciting projects or a combination of all of these things plus more. We want to go at the speed of joy today, and so we stop now, and Lord, we wait on you. Would you fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, right now, right in this moment, and with him in our lives, would you fill us afresh with love and peace and joy. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for listening. I'm Sheridan Voysey, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.